Rightio, Gary, that was the free radio spot of January the 15th, 1978. Right, if you'd like to wind the tape on to the end of this side, turn over and the mailbox program will be on the other side. Stand by.
You're tuned to EMR, broadcasting to Europe from Europe in the 48-meter shortwave band. The team of EMR are always striving to bring you the very best that radio will give. This is EMR, broadcasting to Europe, the sound of free radio, with really good music coming from our aerials. If you love radio, if you love free radio, then you must love EMR. Here at EMR, we really care about what you think. If you'd like to drop us a line, our mailing address is EMR. That's EMR at Kent Place, Norwell, Newark, Notts in England. That's EMR, Kent Place, Norwell, Newark, Notts in England. You're listening to the sound of EMR, the sound of free radio in Europe.
Roger Tate.
And what an interesting program. Really nice. This is Roger Tate in the mailbox studio, looking through some of the many, many, many letters we've received as a result of last month's transmission. And truly, I think it must have been an all-time record for the mailbox program, because I'm told we had more than 70 letters. And it means that we're going to have to cut the customary number of records down a bit and feature a few instrumentals to try and fit all the records in. But before we start the program proper, a reminder of our mailing address. It's EMR, that's EMR, Kent Place, Norwell, Newark, Notts in England. That's EMR, Kent Place, Norwell, Newark, Notts in England. And if you'd like to participate in the programme, just drop us a line. And who knows, it could be your letter we're reading out next month. Well, our last broadcast was on the 18th of December 1977. And the first letter in front of me comes to me from a town in Loma in Sweden. It comes from Per Ola Hoglund. He gives us a SINPO rating of 34232. And his receiver is a Kenwood receiver. It's a QR666 and it's made in 1974. I think mine is a bit of an antique. By comparison with that, it was made in 1939 and is a Marconi CR100. Really ancient receiver. From Sweden, we moved to Belgium, and a Christmas card which arrived a little bit late. Comes to us from Patrick Van Hamel, and he arrives to us from a place called Genk Waterschie. He wishes us good DX in 1978, whatever that might mean, and thanks us very much for information which I think we have sent him in the past. He hopes we'll send him another QSL card and a sticker all about which will tell him all about the station. He also wants to know all about our transmitters. Well, we broadcast with a power of 50 watts DC input and transmit into a half-wave dipole. From Belgium to the West Midlands of England, and Mr. Jay Hackett, who writes to us from Coventry. He owns a Grundig Satellite 2100 receiver with only 3 feet of wire attached to it. Which can't be bad, really. It gives us good reception at his location. Now to the German Democratic Republic. And a letter from Frank Rainer Simke. He gives us a SINFO of 22332. Germany to Finland, and a town called Iso Kirjo and Harry Kuala. Harry listens on a Trio 9R59DS communications receiver, and he's a very clever lad because he's built himself a digital frequency computer. And that tells him that we are precisely on 6265 kilocycles. He has two aerials, an antenna which is 200 meters long, I think that's called a beverage, and a 50 meter antenna as well, and also a 30 meter dipole, three aerials in fact. And this enabled him to hear us at SINPO 2422-1, 2-1. He says that he's also interested in FM DXing, has heard several stations from the United Kingdom, from Germany and from Belgium. A guy by the name of Ian Harling writes to us from Barden Road, Eastbourne, East Sussex in England. He sent us one of his QSL cards and a tape recording of my program, which is rather nice. He says he's been DXing for around 8 years and got his first communications receiver at the age of only 10 years. He's now 18 years old and wants us to send him information about us, which we certainly have done. Now a very long way from Eastbourne in Sussex to a place called Rathenow and Gerwin Schütter. And he writes to us from Rathenow and gives us a very good reception report from that town in Germany. He correctly identifies our program of last month and says that we played a few Beatles records and some Hollies records and something by Baccarat. The SINPO there was 24312. Staying with Germany and the German Democratic Republic, a place called Weissig, and a Mr. Schubert writes to us from there, and his first name is Arndt. He says that reception was fair, in his opinion, with a SINPO of 33433. He also heard that Baccarat record, and heard AJ's program, which he said he liked very much. Another guy in Germany by the name of Dieter, who lives in Eiselben, sends us his photograph and wants to know the names and addresses of all the DJs here. Well, I'm afraid that's a bit of a trade secret. We can't let you know that. But what we can do is send you a QSL card, one of our stickers, and a station information sheet. Robert Geritz writes to us from a place called Le Pec, and that's in France. He tells us about some of the many, many stations that he listens to, including stations in Colombia, in Australia, and also Radio Clarín in the Dominican Republic. But one station he heard and thought was rather nice, of course, was EMR. He correctly identified a record I played last month by Santa Esmeralda. Also some information about ABC England and them not transmitting for 6 months. He correctly identified my mailbox program and gave us a SINPO of 32233. Staying with some more of our French listeners, and Monsieur Christophe Loret writes to us from Saint-Herblain. He correctly identified our frequency of 6265 kHz and said that he remembers AJ when he was on RNI. He wants some information about our power, what sort of aerial and transmitters we have, and some of the DJs who work on the station. He said that he thought the AJ program was very good. I've got Barry Stevens sitting right next to me and he's trying to take all the letters away from me. Monsieur Loret gives us a SINPO of 45444 at Saint-Herblain. He thought we had excellent modulation. From France and Saint-Herblain to Patrick Travers, who writes to us from Kiverton Park, Sheffield in England. Again, he mentions some of the many records that we played last time round and thought that the AJ Burns program was very good but doesn't spell his name that well. He thought that it was a fine selection of programs on EMR and wishes us good broadcasting for the future. He says it's a great pity we're not on the air every weekend. You know, Patrick, I'd say it's a great pity we're not on the air every day. He sends all his regards for Christmas and the New Year. From Northern England to Southern England, or to the Southwest Peninsula of England, and hello to Mr. M. Richards, who's a regular listener to the station. He lives at a place called Amesbury near Salisbury in Wiltshire, and he said it was an unexpected surprise to hear his name on EMR. It's very easy to have your name mentioned on EMR. All you have to do is drop us a line. The address, EMR, Kent Place, Norwell, Newark, Notts, in England. Regular listeners will know that I'm not very good at reading out German reception reports, but this one comes to us from Stefan Hint, who writes to us from a place called Willich in West Germany. And all the information is in German, so I'm going to do my very best. But the most amazing thing is the Sinfo rating. And it's generally all the fours with a few fives chucked in for good measure. 4-5-5-4-3 is about the best, and I can see the Flashback Show, the AJ Burns program, the Mailbox program, and the German Pop Show all correctly identified. And I think that deserves a QSL card and our usual information. Lauterbach is a town in western Germany, and Gilbert Blumenstiel writes to us from that town. He says that he heard a male speaker. Yes, I'm a guy, I'm not a girl. And he has a Grundig satellite 2100 receiver with its telescopic antenna. And on that he gave us a SINPO of 54333. Correctly identified our German pop program. And says, are we interested in cassette reports? Well, we are particularly interested in cassette recordings of EMR. If you like to send us a tape, then we will send you the cassette back with a very special personalized studio recording on it. There's a place called Frechen in Germany, and Werner Schubstuhler writes to us from that town. He tells us some of the many stations he's heard broadcasting from England in the shortwave band, and says that I mentioned Cologne in western Germany on the last broadcast. I hope to be going to Cologne sometime later this year to the international photo fair called Photokina. Rainer Schütter writes to us from Rathenau, Ost, and that's in Germany. He sends us a rather decorative QSL card. Correctly identifies our frequency. He says he has a receiver with 17 transistors in it. Gives us a SINFO of 32222. He mentions that he is a member of a pirate listeners club and wants us to send him some IRCs. No, he wants us to send him a QSL card. He hasn't got any IRCs. Right, I understand that now. Thank you. Wenzel Weiber writes to us from a town which I can only just pronounce. It's Monken Strachbach. Now, it's not very good, is it? Monken and Gladbach. I hope you know where you are. Barry Stevens sitting next to me says it sounds like it's in Scotland. It's not, Barry, honestly, it's in western Germany. The SINPO there was 43434. In fact, I would say that we got out extremely well to Germany last month. Have we got any German engineers on the station beaming our programs back to their friends and relations in Germany, I wonder? Here's a reception report from Northampton in England. It comes to us from some guy by the name of P. Goff, and P. Goff writes to us from 20 Southfield Avenue, Farcotton, Northampton. He owns an XRAF receiver, which is an R1475, which has 13 valves in it. Getting good reception, can't be bad. And from Northampton to Grasberg in Western Germany, and Joachim Schultz. He heard our transmission on the 18th of the 12th and gives us a SINPO of 44444. Gives us some very correct program details. He says that we have some very good records and a very good announcer too. Why don't we bring something over the pirate station scene in our DX program? Well, I don't think you've been listening very carefully, because last month we featured a special spot on East London Radio, a pirate radio station operating in East London in the United Kingdom. We have featured reports on Radio Invicta, another pirate station in England. And if you stay tuned, there'll be lots more information about that later on. Dieter Müller writes to us from Cologne, and he's a regular listener to Radio, EMR, and several other radio stations in the shortwave bands. He's 36 years old, and he assembles telephone sets. He gives us a SINPO of 43333, and that's from Cologne. Walter Rosner writes to us from Schüttorf in Western Germany. He says, hello EMR, I've just heard your programs on Sunday, December the 18th, 77 on 6265. The reception was very good, 43433. Please send me information about EMR and your QSL and DX Bulletin. We have certainly done that. And now to Sweden again, and Mr. Sven Bagusson, who writes to us from a place called Esjö in Sweden. He's 19 years old and he's a student. It's the first time he's heard us and correctly identifies one of the records I played in the mailbox program last month by Elton John. He says that we are transmitting every second week. That's not true. We broadcast every third Sunday in the month. Here's a letter from a young lady who writes to us from Hogostrand in Norway, and it's Mrs. Greta Osmundsen. She sent us some Norwegian stamps as a gift, which is rather nice. She thought there might be some philatelists on our station, and philatelists are stamp collectors. Mrs. Greta Osmundsen gives us a SINPO of 34433 and says that she heard the information about the free radio magazine. Her receiver is a Lafayette HA700, made in 1967, and she has an antenna which is 15 meters long. Not often that we get young ladies writing to EMR. Girls, keep it up. A place called Hoganas in Sweden brings us a letter from Mats Jonsson. He said it was a great pleasure to hear us for the very first time and wants a verification. We seem to have all the Swedish letters together, and this comes to us from Lennart Andersson, who writes to us from Horida. And I'm not quite sure where that is in Sweden, but wherever it is, he gives us a rating of 33443. He's only 13 years old, still at school, and uses an Yaesu FRG7 receiver. I think that must have been a present to him from some relatives or parents. Very expensive receiver. This is EMR. And continuing with some of the letters from Sweden. Per Bengtsson writes to us from Helsingborg in Sweden, wishes us a very good new year. And that's Happy New Year. Bon année. He's 14 years old and is using a Yaesu FRG7, another guy with an FRG7. So young as well, and an outdoor antenna 50 meters long. He says, sincere thanks for our programs, and if the report is correct, which it is, could we send a QSL card? And here's a letter from a friend of mine in Örnsköldsvik in Sweden. It comes to us from Dick Gustafsson. And the best SINPO from Dick Gustafsson is SINPO 45544. He was using a Trio 9R59 DS receiver. And one of his friends, Peter Schervat, also in Örnsköldsvik, writes to us and correctly identified some of the many records that we played. Tells us all about Örnsköldsvik's Radio Club, which was formed in 1976 and has 24 members in all parts of Sweden. Peter is a student, and another friend of mine. I stayed with him for a short while, and met him for a short while. Another one of my friends in Sweden also wrote in, and his name is Lars Söderström, who writes to us from Bredbyn. And I can pronounce the name of that town correctly at least, seeing as I did stay nearby there in the summer. He was very annoyed because he has a friend by the name of Dick Gustafsson who received us far better than he did. And his SINPO rating was 23332. He's 20 years old, and some of his hobbies are electronic music, DXing, and guess what? Soul music! From Sverige and to England. And here's a letter from Theo Burper, who writes to us from number 2 Belmont Road, Leatherhead in Surrey. And Theo gives us a SINPO of 01010. But I think that must be a joke. He thought our program sounded professional. Could we send him a QSL card and details of our station? That's the very first SINPO rating of 01010. For that, we'll send you a QSL card just for your cheek, I think. Here's a letter from The Hague, dated December the 23rd. And Cees van der Zeem writes to us from The Hague. And that's in Holland. He sends us return postage and wants a QSL card as a result of hearing our transmission. And says that we mentioned several listeners in Belgium. Talking of Belgium, here's one of the neatest written letters we've received. Very beautiful handwriting. From Monsieur Saint-Héron, Rue de Froidmont-Rixensart in Belgium. Again with his Sony CRF-5090. For the third month running, he heard us last month. SINPO there of 43333. Thanks to us very much for our QSL cards and information which we've sent him in the past. He says that he thought the AJ program was very good and brought back many, many memories to him. Thank you very much for saying that, Monsieur Saint-Héron. I'd like to know your first name, so when you write to us again, give us your first name. Wim Fronson writes to us from Deurne in Belgium. Lots of letters from Belgium this time round. He said it was a really great pleasure to hear us last time. He says we are the most professional pirate, and underlines the word most. He thinks our programs are very, very good and tells us to carry on. We'll do that. You carry on listening to us. From Apeldoorn in Holland, A. Wesselink writes to us. He says he's going to listen to us in January, today in fact. He wants to know what the heck is an IRC and what does it stand for. An IRC is an international reply coupon, and if you send us these with your reception reports, then we can then get some of the money back that it costs us to post letters to all our listeners. Because if we didn't get any money back to post our letters to our listeners, we would very soon run out of money and have to close down. A. Wesselink receives us at SINPO 33443 in Apeldoorn. Staying in Holland and saying hello to now Mr. P.J. Sluthark, who writes to us from Amstelveen in Holland. That's Amstelveen. He has the same receiver as me, a CR100-2, with an aerial of 20 meters long. He gives us a SINPO of 43534. He says, can we please read out that address more slowly? It's EMR, European Music Radio, at Kent Place, Norwell, Newark, Notts in England. And all the letters from Holland. This comes to us from Rotterdam and comes to us from Jacob van Kampenweg. No, I'm sorry, I've got all that wrong. Mr. RFTU, who writes to us from a place called Jacob van Kampenweg, Rotterdam in the Netherlands. He was sitting in his garden a month ago and received our English programs. He mentioned some of the stations that AJ mentioned in last month's program. In case case you've just tuned in, this is the Mailbox program on European Music Radio, transmitting in the 48-meter shortwave band every third Sunday of the month on a frequency of 6265 kilocycles. And here's another letter from Rotterdam in Holland, and it's Mr. Leo de Groot. He uses a Grundig satellite, thought our programs were rather nice. We think your letters are rather nice. Keep writing in. And again, another reception report from Rotterdam. I think most of Rotterdam must have been writing to us over the Christmas period. And I can just about see the signature, but I can't quite read it out. Ah, yes, here we are. I found it. It's Mr. J.J. Balnegan. He's 23 years old, another owner of a Grundig satellite, and he was using the built-in telescopic antenna. It would seem that Grundig seemed to make some very excellent receivers. From Nantes in France, Mr. Georges Cani. He says, "Dear friends, dear Barry Stevens, I heard your station on 18th of December between 10.03 and 12.05 GMT on 6265. It's Sinpo and Nantes is 44434. He mentions my program but spelt my name wrong. It's not T-A-I-T, it's T-A-T-E. He also heard the Swedish program. He very much enjoyed AJ's program, and he says that brings back memories for him. From La France, to les Angleterre. And Mr. R. Spencer, who writes to us from Warwickshire, a place called Nuneaton. He thinks that his reception report may just be satisfactory. It was excellent. Thank you very much for your reception report. Very good, considering you seem to have a very inexpensive radio. And from London in England, the capital of England, Ramsey Margolis writes to us from London Northwest 1. He says he picked up our station while playing about with a friend's shortwave receiver. I wonder what on earth are we? He says that he used to listen to Caroline in the old days. You know, they're still going. And Big L. And City and what have you. And was very surprised to hear us. Paul Grice writes to us from Stockport, Cheshire. Says, "Dear Mailbox DJ, I've been listening to your program on 6265 for several months now and think that yours is the most professional sound on the 48-meter band. Honestly, you're making us all blush." Barry Stevens couldn't blush anymore. "Don't blush anymore, you'll burst!" He thought our signal was good and sends us a very detailed reception report, in actual fact. Very nice writing, actually, all in sort of italic writing. Difficult to do with a biro. And from Wales, in the United Kingdom, Roderick Williams, and he writes to us from Powys. He gives us a Sinpo of 5-5-5-5-5. All the fives. What could be better than that? All the sixes. Don't do sixes in Sinpo. Sorry, mate. Still, he wants one of our QSL cards. Roland Grudner writes to us from Braunschweig in West Germany. He likes the AJ program. He wanted all sorts of information about AJ, and so we've sent your letter on to AJ, and he'll probably write to you personally. Here's a letter from Philip Cox of Shrewton, Salisbury in Wiltshire. He heard our station on the 18th of December. He liked the AJ program, which he thought was a Christmas special, and thought that AJ would only be with us at Christmases. Well, no, he won't. He's with us today as well. Yes, AJ has joined the staff of EMR. All the best presenters on EMR, 6265 kilohertz. In the background, native New Yorker from Odyssey. Jonathan Marks writes to us from Durham in England, and he wants some studio recordings sent to him at 7.5 IPS. You should be getting them shortly. If a course is right, I need to find an answer on the road. Matt Hoagland writes to us from Loma in Sweden. He gives us a SINPO of 35433 on his Drake SPR4. His antenna is an outdoor T-antenna 20 metres long. He's 16 years old and lives in a place called Loma in the southern part of Sweden. His hobbies are DXing, collecting stamps and stickers. Also football. He wishes us a very happy Christmas. Alf Arda writes to us from Garnesgrant in Norway. He gives us rather a good reception report of 45444 in SINPO ratings. He says the conditions were very poor there, but despite that is quite a good SINPO rating. 34 years old and he's a shipbuilder. Elton John in the background, and I had to take a rest from some of the letters because my mouth was drying up. I've got so many letters to get through. A few more and then we'll have a record, I think, which we'll play most of the way through. This comes to us from Vaxio in Sweden, and comes to us from a guy by the name of Hans Gustafsson, and he gives us a SINPO of 33433. He's another guy who has a digital frequency counter. He's 19 years old and he's doing his military service in Sweden. His hobby is DXing and he's been DXing since 1973. Mr. DJ Newbury writes to us from Risdale Road, Ashton Vale in Bristol. He has an aerial which is 15 metres long and 5 metres high and is connected to a realistic communications receiver. He says to prove that he really heard us, he lists the following programs. Mailbox Show, Free Radio Focus Jingles, and lots more. Well, I thought, as we've had so many letters from Sweden, we would have a record from Sweden. So this goes out to all our Swedish listeners. From Elton John, we go on with ABBA. A quick mention of Fredrik Duren, who writes to us from Borlänge in Sweden. He's 15 years old, and he's been interested in DXing for a number of years. For you and all the Swedish listeners, this is ABBA. Swedish group ABBA. Broadcasting from Europe to Europe, this is European Music Radio, transmitting on 6265 kHz and the Mailbox program. And you know, I've never known a more exhausting Mailbox program, because it's very, very difficult to try to get through over 70 letters in the time allocated. I've had a signal from one of the engineers here that we're going to have to overrun slightly on the program. And mention now a letter that comes to us from Ken Shaw. And Ken writes to us from number one, Coronation Close, Melbourne. That's not in Australia, as I said last month. It's Derbyshire in England. He wants to know if AJ is still working with the Meebo. No, he's working for us. And we are EMR. He wanted to know what the announcement concerning ABC England was, because he had a little bit of interference just at that moment. Well, we'll see if we can play that announcement later for you on the transmission. Tim Webb writes to us from the Bungalette, Ladford Crediton in Devon. He wants to know all about our studio equipment. Well, this is a radio broadcasting studio. It's equipped with a mixer, two turntables, two cartridge jingle machines, and three reel-to-reel decks. He wants some stickers, and like the record I played by Tavares, and the other one from Santa Esmeralda. We'll try and play you a Kinks record sometime in the near future. It's a little bit difficult on this program, though, because we have got so many letters to get to. From Nigel Alexander at The Grove, Portland in Dorset, comes a reception report on a Vega Russian transistor radio and a SINPO rating of 33333. He thought it was a good idea to have different language transmissions. And on EMR you'll hear programs in the English, German and Swedish languages. And AJ, well, he's quite multilingual as well. Here's Archie Bell. An oldie from Archie Bell. Here I go again. And here we go again with some of your dedications. And this comes to us from Keith Devereaux. Keith Devereaux writes to us from Hangman's Lane, Hanley Castle, Worcestershire. Sounds like a very creepy place, Hangman's Lane. He says it was with great pleasure that he can compile the following reception report. He heard us some while ago when we were testing our transmitter. This was 7 years ago. And he has never written to us before. He wishes us a Merry Christmas for 1973. Oh no, it says Merry Christmas at 73s. Oh dear. A.L. Johnson writes to us from Ormskirk, Lancashire in England, and if you hear some noises in the background, it's Barry Stevens. I think he's trying to draw my attention to a reception report I've forgotten. I'll come to it in a moment, Barry. Right, okay, Mr. A.L. Johnson in Ormskirk has an Eddystone 840C antenna, a receiver with a 20-meter antenna. He wishes us best wishes for the new year, and he correctly identified that Free Radio Focus magazine. Okay, things are speeding up now. We're going to have to really get down to the dedications really frantically and say hello now to Mr. R.W. Tracy, who writes to us from Long Marston near Stratford-upon-Avon in Warwickshire. He wants any information that's available. Let's hope you've got all that information by now. Mr. Stockdale writes to us from Whitworth Road, Wellingborough in North Ents. He said he enjoyed our programmes immensely, and he correctly identifies a letter from Mr. Shirley of Bromwich. and love sculpture and a very fast record. And I've got all the engineers trying to hurry me along, and I'm going to say hello to Chris Midgley very quickly in Cleckheaton, West Yorkshire. Thank you for your cassette, Chris. And hello to Mr. A.F. Scott of Nash Lane, Margate in Kent in southern England. He liked the special piece we did on East London Radio. I thought it was a good idea to feature some of the stations that other shortwave listeners would not normally hear. Now from Carlisle in Cumbria, we have a letter from Alistair Blackett. He wants an earther's any chance of studio recordings. Yes, if you send us a cassette, we'll send you a studio recording. Our address is EMR Kent Place, Norwell, Newark, Notts in England. Fred Pilkington writes to us from High Street, Cheveley, Newmarket in Suffolk. He says that we ought to repeat the address a little bit more slowly. Can't do that at the moment because it's a bit difficult. He wins a prize as being the best record, best letter, with most information about records and that sort of thing as a result of last month's broadcast. So we sent him a rather nice little prize, a Caroline keyring. Tells us about some of his experiences on board a ship when he was in the Navy. Pete Guyver writes to us from Melksham in Wiltshire. He uses an ex-US Army receiver, a BC-348R. Gives us a SINPO report of 43344 and correctly identifies the AJ program and got the spelling of my name right. Norman Monty writes to us from Birkenhead in Merseyside. And he was listening in between 10 and 11 GMT. He also owns a BC-348 receiver with 11-metre long wire aerial and gives us a SINPO of 33433. There's one word he uses to describe us, and that word is fantastic. Douglas Bando writes to us from Malden, Essex. He says that he thought we were fantastic as well. And he said it's the first time he heard us and he hopes it won't be the last. He wishes us an enjoyable Christmas and a very peaceful and happy new year. Chris Walker writes to us from Howells Owen, West Midlands in England. He's an air conditioning engineer, 32 years old, and has given us a very detailed report and lists every record played. This is EMR, the mailbox program, and we'll be going into the last few records, the last record, and the last few dedications. And this is where we start to tie it up and cut it tight and all that sort of thing. And the last mentions now for Mr. D. Curson of 18 Heslop Road, Balham, London, South West 12. He says that reception was very variable, and sometimes was good, sometimes was bad, but he was listening to us on a Sony CRF-150. And here's a Christmas card, a late one from Stephen Kemp, and he writes to us from Walton-on-Thames in Surrey. He thinks the information on AJ's programme is rather good. He wants to know more about some records that we play, and I think that Barry Stevens has given that information in his letter to you. Roland Höller writes to us from Nuremberg in West Germany. He says that he finds our station fascinating. He thought also that it was a good idea to give information about some stations in England and other parts of Europe that can't generally be heard in the shortwave bands. And from Gevelsberg in the Federal Republic of Germany comes a letter from Jörg Brettenbach, and he says that he wishes us good luck for the future with our transmissions, and he'll certainly be scanning the band on the 15th of January, today in fact. He wants to know the power of our transmitter. Well, that is 50 watts DC input into a half-wave dipole. Mark Sondi writes to us from Berlin 41 in West Germany. He wonders whether we've ever received any letters from Gerald Pullman, also in Berlin. Well, we have. Two last letters. Christopher. Yes, it was Christopher Urberschar who rides from Huxhiel in Western Germany. He gives us a SINFO of 44444. And I can't read your letter over the air, I'm afraid, because it's all in German. I think we'll have to pass it on to Rainer. Right, well, we're finally finishing the mailbox program with a record called Caroline from the Fortunes. It goes out from M. Richards of Amesbury to everyone on the Mi Amigo. And the last card on the program is from Mr. D. Mueller, who writes to us from Cologne. From Cologne, from Europe, from EMR, and from me, Roger Tate, thank you for listening to the Mailbox program. I'm sorry it's been so frantic, but we have had so many letters and cards to get through. Reminder finally then of that mailing address. It's EMR, Kent Place, Norwell, Newark, not in England. Sound of Free Radio, European Music Radio. From me, goodbye until next month. Roger Tate.